NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's brand new as of about a week ago now. I think it was just about a week ago. We launched our brand new site, FTL 2.0, still ironing out the bugs. If you find one, report it at bugs.freetalklive.com. We'll take your calls tonight about anything. That's what we do every single night of the week. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Mark, tell me about Interpol. What is the International Police Organization?
Apparently, they've got more power now than the CIA and the FBI.
That's a lot of power.
From Slashdot.com, a couple of weeks ago, without any fanfare or notice on the media, and I did actually notice some in the media, President Obama granted Interpol full diplomatic immunity while conducting investigations on American soil. Well, Interpol was allowed to operate in the U.S. in the past under an executive order by President Reagan. They've had to follow the same rules as the FBI and the CIA.
Which means virtually none, right? Because when the CIA and the FBI just kind of write their own rules.
Right. Well, on American soil, this means, among other things, that the new executive order makes Interpol immune from the Freedom of Information Act.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's interesting.
Well, but the FBI and the CIA are largely immune, too, because they'll just stonewall and drag their feet.
And they can redact things as well.
Right, all kinds of stuff. So, whatever. But anyway, Freedom of Information Act requests that Interpol agents cannot be punished for most any crimes that they may commit. Hopefully the worst thing that we'll see from this is Interpol agents during their speeding tickets. I don't think so, though. This is another scary thing that, bothers people that might believe that there might be a one-world government coming on. You know,
yeah.
I can't say I'm not in that camp. I may not be firmly in that camp, but it frightens me, the idea of consolidation of power to extra national organizations. And this is just another instance.
It is definitely an indicator of things to come. And they've made no bones about their interest, that is the government people, their interests in expanding the purview of the state to being some sort of an international governmental organization. That's no secret. Right?
Yeah.
It's not a conspiracy.
There are also a lot of elected officials and international bureaucrats who are openly coming out now and talking about this stuff, although they called a lot of the people who believed in that there was one world government coming crazy for decades. Now it seems to be coming out in the open where you're hearing more and more quotes from people like Gordon Brown and Sarkozy and Merkel from Germany talking about New World Order, One World Order, World Government. I mean, it's really kind of spooky. I feel like I'm in a dream sometimes.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up absolutely anything. We've got Ryan on the line in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Ryan?
You know what really scares me is copyright laws and how crazy they've gotten mixed in with the government and federally monitoring them. It's gotten to the point now where if you buy a piece of equipment and bring it home, and you modify it, you can be thrown in prison for something you have purchased.
Are you talking about, like, for example, what pops to my mind would be modifying a game, like a PlayStation or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Something that you've legitimately purchased, and you would like to make a backup because you don't want it to get broken, right? The stuff's expensive.
Right.
You would
be led to believe when you buy software or CDs or anything like that, that you're buying a license for that thing to operate it. So if that's true, then you should be able to copy a CD in case you break the original or any computer program or anything like that, because you purchased the license to it. But you're kind of actually, in reality, buying the license and the actual product of the CD sort of mixed together in the way that best benefits the company, which is, of course, the worst way for you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not even like you're buying a product. It's like you're buying a contract now.
Yeah, but the contract, it's a crappy contract because I can't even, I can't copy the CD and give it to friends because that's, sort of against whatever the contract is. And I can't copy it and keep it for myself because that's bad somehow. It doesn't make any sense.
Like, there was this guy, there's a popular MMO called World of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. And this guy had made this botting software for it, basically, that interfaced with it. He wasn't taking any of their software or modifying it in a drastic way. It just interfaced with it. And he got fined like $45 million.
What? $45 million. Wow.
By whom?
Well, World of Warcraft sued him, and then he had to pay back all the damages subsequently to that, and then he had to play the Copyright Act law, which was like $250,000 on top of all.
Can you tell me a little more about what? Can you tell me a little more about what the mod did?
Okay, so basically, there's this the giant world. You'd this creation that he did basically would just take control of your character, and it would just run around and kill things automatically. That's all it would do.
So essentially, was a robot that would run you around the game while you weren't there to play it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they essentially suggested that this was a violation of their terms in that they're demanding their players actually physically be there to play the game?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm. Any chance that it caused difficulty for the game? I mean, was it hard on...
It would be uncompetitive toward the other players.
No, I mean, what about the program itself of World of Warcraft? Did it affect that adversely?
Well, I think there was a lot of, you know, buying and selling of gold and all that stuff, but the other MMOs, you know, compensated for that by opening up the market and, you know, letting people being able to buy and sell and trade things, et cetera. World of Warcraft is kind of had a harsh opposition towards anything to do with any kind of opening. Like, if you read their privacy policy, here's another thing, too, with crazy copyright laws. They can ban your account for any reason without telling you for anything they feel like. And your $100 is gone.
$100?
Yep. Wait. If you buy the game and you buy all the expansions, it runs you about $100. You know.
Plus, how much a month is it for World of Warcraft?
It's $20.
Wow, that's a lot. I thought these things were like 10 or 8 or 9 or something like that.
No, it's like $14.95. You got your first game, right? It's $20. You got your second expansion, it's like $30. You got your last one, it's like $40.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to pay, you know, an extra month.
Well, I think it's fully within their rights to say, hey, if we don't want you here as a player, we have the right to chuck you out any time we want to. I think that's fully within their rights. It's their game. It's their system. And I think they're also within their rights to say to a player, hey, you aren't allowed to use any kind of modification software on our game. And if you do, then, you know, we're going to bump you out of the game, too. But to go after him and sue him and get a judgment against him for
$45 million?
I think that's wrong.
Ruined his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, they totally ruined his life and took everything from him, and all the information's actually up on his website. If you go to it, he's got all the court papers and stuff there from it. It's I'd have to look it up, but it's MMORPG.com. That's the guy who basically ran Glider. That's the name of the program.
Wow, yeah.
You can check it out. He's got all the court documents up there for anybody to see.
Yeah, I think they definitely stepped over the line in that case. Was there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't know if that necessarily had to do with copyright so much as it does the litigious nature of the society in which we live. Wouldn't it have been enough for them to just come up with a way to identify if someone was running this particular code and then boot them out of the game? They have they're these first-person shooters. I like the first-person shooters. You know, you just go around and shoot things if they move, basically. And in those games these days, they have software that runs in tandem with the first-person shooters called Punkbuster. And Punkbuster is constantly updated by the company that makes Punkbuster, Even Balance. And it's constantly updated when new games come out, and they're always looking for new hacks and things like that, because there are really talented programmers out there who will crack into games and figure out ways to, like, make it so you can see through walls, for instance, or make it so your aim is better and things like that. And so this Punkbuster software looks for those hacks. It looks for those additional robots or whatever, if you will, if you want to call them that a player might cheat with. These are cheating tools, basically. And if it identifies suspicious behavior like that, boom, you're out of the game. And if you do it again or you do it a certain amount of times, you aren't getting back in. So, you know, they'll ban your CD key.
The marketplace can handle this issue. And they can do it without ruining someone's life for programming one program and making it available to people.
Absolutely. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey water purification systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page of the site for your download and convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com.
He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, freedom engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series is complete, and you can read it in its entirety for free.
Free?
Free at peaceprosper.com. Ian, I know how you love something that's free, and you can go read the entire Freedom Engineer series at peaceprosper.com, and you can help Ben Woods construct Catalyxia. Peaceprosper.com.
All right, toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and that's a great example right there, peaceprosper.com, the Freedom Engineering series. The author is giving away his product there. Since we're talking about copyright, and we're talking about the idea of intellectual property in this case, that's a business model that I happen to support quite a bit. I mean, it's the way we do Free Talk Live. We give away our product and then hopefully ask you to voluntarily support us through things like shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com or becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. There are various different ways that you can support our show if you like us, but we put the show out there first and then collect from those of you that are willing to help us out with that. And the same thing with Freedom Engineering. I presume he has a donation link, or isn't he offering is there a hard copy version of the book available out there?
Not currently, it gets enough reads, I suppose he'll do it.
Maybe so, and I imagine he would accept a donation from somebody that wanted to. He's put all that time in writing that story over at peaceprosper.com. I think that's a reasonable thing to ask.
He just wants to spread the word of liberty. That's what his main goal is, Ben Woods.
Well, maybe he wants to get his name out there, too, as a great liberty-oriented writer. That's another possibility, too.
Sure.
So you can bring up whatever you want here at 800-259-9231, and I feel like I had something. Oh, yeah, I did have something intellectual property related. Now, since we're talking about video games, that was kind of the discussion we were just having a moment ago. The Video Game Fanatic. They are out there, and they are legion. Now, because the video game world is so diverse, there are so many different games and so many different systems, and the fanatics can kind of split themselves up and be fanatical about one or two games, and there are enough fanatics so from each game to really create a real community around those games. I mean, I'm not just talking about things like we've been discussing recently, the massively multiplayer online role-playing games, but even games that are first-person shooters and other types of games, other RPGs or whatever. Any game type, any game that's worth its salt is going to have a very, very dedicated fan base. In many cases, these fans will make modifications for the game that aren't necessarily like what the caller we were just talking to a moment ago was talking about, what Ryan was pointing out. He mentioned that there was a particular mod made for a game that essentially made it so the player didn't have to play. That's kind of a cheat mod, right? Because it allows you to take advantage of a system that other players are not. They're not using. If the other players are not using that robot or not using that system, then it tips the balance of the game. That's not fair. But there are other people that will modify games simply for the purpose of adding to. So they'll create their own levels, for instance. They'll create their own characters. They can create their own graphics modifications. In some cases, they can. In many cases, rework the entire game, and game companies encourage this. In many cases, game companies will release the tools that the user needs in order to manufacture their own content for the game. And in many cases, it'll be the actual developer's tools that the game company themselves actually develop the game with. They'll release it with the game, or they'll just put it up on their website, and then the most fanatical people can go to the website and download these tools and use them to crank out, you know, unending amounts of content for the game. And it's a really smart move on the part of the game company because it extends the life of their game. Does that make sense to you, how it would do that? It's essentially, instead of just coming with the 25 levels that the game might come with, if you open up your game and you let people and you encourage them to contribute their own content to it, your game becomes endless.
Right. Well, it's true if that a great game can become endless, and then making a game endless can make it a great game. So it's this kind of dichotomy. Like Doom, I think, is a great example.
It's an older example, but yeah, it's one of the first ones. Where...
Right. It's a great example because a lot of people have made a lot of levels for Doom, and if you like it, you can then take the game and which it is, it was a great game, and then it got expanded and people go, you know, bigger levels and all that kind of thing, and so, you know, it keeps you from just having to play the same old game over and over.
Yeah.
You know, and it adds spice and variety to it.
In fact, some people, it's funny you bring up Doom, some people are so fanatical, and the game, if a game becomes so popular, over time, what we've seen happen with older games like Doom, which is kind of one of the granddaddies, if you will, of the first-person shooter genre, first there was Wolfenstein 3D, then there was Doom, and what happened was they released the source code for Doom, I think it was in the late 90s, so the game... it's pretty much run its course.
Run its course, right. They've made as much money as they're going to make off of it.
They're still selling it. I mean, they were still selling it, I think, in the stores at that time. But essentially what they did was id Software released the source code of the game, the actual programming of the game. They released that into the public domain. Now, they didn't release the graphics of the game. They just released the code. So technically, they weren't giving away the entire game. They were just giving away the actual game portion of it, the engine of the game, if you will. And that allowed the people that were really fanatical and also had programming ability to start getting in there and tinkering with this code that honestly hadn't been touched in 3, 4, 5 years. They went in, and all of a sudden, you've got 5 different versions of the same game available on the internet. They upgraded to higher resolution graphics. They upgraded to internet play. This is a game that came out before the internet was really in public, the public domain.
Right, less people had high speed too at that time.
Yeah, it was dial up. When I was playing this game, it was you had to dial up your friend to connect to them to play it. But they, because they released the source code, the fanatics went in and they tinkered with it and they made newer versions of Doom. I was just actually talking with Brad Jardis today, and we were playing some Duke Nukem 3D, which is another one that came out in the mid-1990s. That company released the source code for. And the most recent version of that game, which came out originally, I think, in 1996, was released in October of 2009. Because some fanatics are still in there tweaking and, you know, adding new features and things like that. And now you can go and play them online. So there are some companies that are very encouraging toward these types of things. Fan interaction, mm-hmm. fan creation, fan modification.
Innovation.
And then there's Nintendo. According to blogabile.com, where apparently what happened is Zelda, which is a tremendously popular video game series.
I remember playing it, in 88 or 87 or something like that. I mean, this franchise has been around a long time.
It's been around a long time, and for good reason. It's got a great story. It's got in many cases, the games have wonderful gameplay, and it's a very, very interesting game. But Nintendo, I guess, doesn't really get it when it comes to allowing its fans to modify their ideas. And we'll talk about what exactly they did to some of their fans. I suppose they could have been a little more harsh, so they weren't as bad as they could have been. But we'll give you the info here in a moment. 800-259-9231. It's pretty sad. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries.
healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and our features include the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. Those posts are there for you to get interactive with our other listeners. In fact, there are a couple thousand people registered there, probably only a few hundred actually active on the forum. But it's an interesting place to be. You'll find all kinds of discussions from the absolutely asinine to the very intelligent over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
At Manchester Brewing, prayer warriors are standing by 24/7, ready to intercede with Lord Elvis on your behalf. ManchesterBrewing.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Got a brief story from blogofbile.com, and it's a sad story about Nintendo shutting down something that its fans put together. And as we were talking about before, there are some companies that encourage their fans to create content for their games and to create things that are related to their games, because the more their fans are out there creating things, the more people will talk about their game. The more people talk about their game, the more popular the game is, the more copies of the game they're going to sell, the more copies of the sequel they're going to sell.
Right. You'd think that Nintendo would figure this out, because it's not like they haven't had plenty of stinkers out there that didn't have any kind of excitement or conversation around them. But when people do have excitement around them, they go after them legally?
So here's what happened. The Hero of Time is a movie. TheHeroOfTime.com is their website, but you won't be able to see it there because here's their most recent update, posted on December 31st, as cited over at blogabile.com. Hey, everyone, we wanted to let you know that December 31st was the last day that Hero of Time was available for viewing. We came to an agreement with Nintendo earlier this month to stop distributing the film. Now, I'd like to point out before I read the rest of this that their worldwide public release announcement was December 14th, so Nintendo found out about this and jumped on them real quick. Back to the post. In the spirit of the holiday season, they were good enough to let us keep the movie up for you to watch and enjoy through the end of 2009, but not past 2009. We understand Nintendo's right to protect its characters and trademarks, and understand how in order to keep their property unspoiled by fans' interpretation of the franchise, Nintendo needs to protect itself, even from fan works with good intentions. They go on to say that it has been quite an adventure for us, and we have a real sense of peace bringing the project to a close. Between the screenings and online release, many of you were able to see the film, and we hope, of course, it's still available in torrent, but we hope to not have only inspired those of you that live, breathe, and dream Zelda, but we also hope to have inspired all of you aspiring filmmakers. Thank you again for all your patience with the project, and we hope you had as much fun watching our movie as we did making it. And so they have their project, their fan film, that they clearly spent a lot of time on. It's a very professional-looking website. They had it crapped on by the creator of the so-called intellectual property in the first place.
You know, it makes me wonder how much of a fan are they of Nintendo and their Zelda franchise now. Right. Like, they imagine the passion that it took, because they didn't make money on this. This isn't a release like other movies.
No.
They're not charging money to watch this.
Nope.
This is just a freebie on the internet. These people did it simply because of their passion for this work.
Not only that, they made it clear, according to Blogabile, and in fact you can see the disclaimer right on the front of their website, and it likely appears in the film as well. I have not seen it, however. But according to Bile, there are no fraud or theft that was performed by the makers of the film. Nintendo had no right to threaten them with trademark or copyright infringement. The authors made it abundantly clear that they were not Nintendo or working on behalf of Nintendo or connected to them in any way. So they made it crystal clear. Hey, this is a fan film. This is something we did because we love this franchise. And Nintendo told them, yeah, you're going to have to remove that.
Hey, look, and I guess it's Nintendo's right to do that. That is their intellectual property. I just consider it a really stupid move on the part of this company.
But that's just it. I disagree. It is not their right to do that. It was their video camera. It was their costume. It was their script. They were the ones that took the time and the effort to put all of this together. Did they use some of the characters and the ideas that somebody else came up with? Yeah, they did. But so effing what?
But they're biting the hand that feeds them, aren't they?
Nintendo is?
Yes.
Sure they are.
Their customers feed them. If their customers are that excited about their product and maybe want to play a little bit, why not? What's the problem?
And listen to them echoing what Nintendo's excuse was, right? And they say in their letter to their fans, we understand Nintendo's right to protect its characters and trademarks and understand how in order to keep their property unspoiled by fans' interpretation of the franchise, the Nintendo needs to protect itself, even from fan works with good intentions.
Hey, you know, it's interesting. Lucasfilms, you know, big filmmaking company.
Yeah.
Star Wars. You'd think they'd need to protect themselves too, but they allow fan works. They don't.
Really?
They don't go and ruin the lives of their the people that put their time and energy, blood, sweat, and tears into projects that just because they love something.
I think that's wonderful. And has the fact that LucasArts or Lucasfilm allowing fan films to exist reduce their ticket sales? Has it reduced the popularity of their franchise? Come on now. So what I think is interesting, though, is that Nintendo made it sound like, well, we want to keep our property unspoiled by fans' interpretation. You know, that's the reason we're doing this. We need to make sure our property is pure. We've got our plot here and with our canon, and we don't want your little fan film to be confused or to confuse our fans. But I was actually watching, there's a very entertaining chap. He calls himself the Angry Video Game Nerd, and he has his own YouTube channel. And what he does is he takes video games, and mostly Nintendo games, and he reviews them, the bad ones. He goes through and forces himself to play some of the worst games of all time and creates very entertaining 10-minute shorts for YouTube. And actually, they're posted somewhere else. But nonetheless, you can find his channel on YouTube. He's very, very popular. But one of the things that he'll do sometimes is just rant about some of the silliness in the business. And he picked on Zelda at one point. Now, he loves the Zelda games, but there are so many of the games that were created at various different points in time by various different, game designers. There's no consistency between them. You can't follow what's going on because the original game wasn't necessarily created with the idea that it would have 20 sequels or however many different Zelda games there have been. So they've gone all over the place, and while there's some connection between some of the games, there's no consistency. There's no canon. There's nothing that, it's not as consistently put together as a series of films, for instance. And even in films, there are some inconsistencies. So I think it's just ludicrous. It's just a ludicrous excuse on Nintendo's part to say, oh, we don't want our properties to be spoiled by fans' interpretation.
Well,
it's just ludicrous.
Leave
them alone.
It seems to me that there's lots of examples of them, other companies allowing this, and it doesn't make any sense that Nintendo would do this. It seems to me that these companies that do this just don't understand that they're alienating the people
Absolutely. That
are their greatest disciples out there. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I do believe that intellectual property exists. I'm just of the opinion that it is the responsibility of the company that that owns it, or the person that owns that intellectual property, to protect it.
Market's speaking in this case. The market
right.
is going to speak to them. Luckily, Zelda's popular enough to where it's probably not going to go down as a franchise as a result of this one move, but they're knocking a few of their sales out.
Right, wouldn't it be great if there were a couple of kids out there that could do Free Talk Live voices, that they could have, one of them could imitate my deep and dulcet tones, and one of them could sound like a smarmy jerk, and then, they could do a little show. And, they'd push it and they'd get us more listeners. That'd be awesome.
By the way, if you want to see a great example of a Star Wars fan film, look no further than Chad Vader.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. The new laser checkout system.
Chad, what's it called? Chad Vader manager?
Night shift manager or something like that?
Yeah, Darth Vader has been relegated to working at a grocery store
overnight. It's Darth Vader's
overnight.
Brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chad Vader's Darth Vader.
The same outfit. No, it's a Darth Vader outfit.
Hilarious.
Great. All right, more coming up here. You can bring up anything in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918. Call now. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls about absolutely anything. You guys, Mark, you pulled up the Chad Vader, the very first episode of that on YouTube during the break. You were showing it to Wayne, who had not not yet seen it. Now, Wayne, I mean, you saw the first couple minutes there. It's a pretty cool little fan film, right?
It is. And the question, of course, is there a likelihood of confusion? Would you think the LucasArts did that? No.
Of course not.
Of course not. Although it is very slickly done, and you can tell the guy has some filmmaking skills. It isn't just an amateur doing something like this, but
it's a spoof.
It's a spoof, and it's a tribute to Star Wars. I think
absolutely. You know, obviously, what is the greatest form of
flattery?
Imitation. Yeah.
Imitation. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. But it's awesome, and it's pure genius. And you know, they trotted it out for a little while longer, and I can't say that I didn't enjoy some of the other episodes, but nothing compares to the first episode of Chad Vader. As far as you know, the rest
like
of the episodes, yeah, it's really awesome, and I enjoyed it again. I enjoy it newly every time I see it. It's one of the truly great internet little films that are out there. I also like Terrible Terry Tate.
Now, have you seen now that wasn't actually
that was a commercial.
That was by Reebok.
Yeah,
I understand it. But now, have you seen any of the other Star Wars fan films?
My board op
is recommending Troops, apparently.
I've seen people do like little things with Legos and stuff, acting them out, and I've enjoyed those. But
I have not seen one in its entirety, but I became aware of one that was like very professional looking with. You know, with the lightsaber effects and everything like that, to where I was a serious Star Wars fan.
Wow.
Like, nothing I would really ever want to go and watch myself.
In a theater, you wouldn't pay for it, but you would watch it on YouTube, right?
Personally, no. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, okay. I wouldn't go and do anything like that. I like this because it's a comedy one, and it's parody, and it's funny. But even the ones that are serious, even the ones that are taking the actual characters from Star Wars and putting them in serious Star Wars-related circumstances that actually spend some level of money on effects, and are using professional level equipment and things like that, Let them go out there and create whatever it is that they want to create. Who cares? Let them do it. And I think it's great that LucasArts or Lucasfilms is A-okay with that. I think that's fantastic.
There's another one out there. It's done to the tune of MC Chris's Boba Fett or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's done in the Star Wars massively multiplayer online role-playing game, the Morg, or whatever those things are called.
Mm-hmm.
And they got Boba Fett in there dancing and doing all kinds of stuff, and that's really awesome. I prefer listening to the version that has the expletives bleeped out, just because I don't need to have them in my version, and I feel that it's more clever the way they do it. But that's another great one that you can see.
So let's change gears and go elsewhere. You are welcome to bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Wayne, you had something about health insurance. Somebody is fed up with the system, or the system that's been proposed, at least. What are they saying?
Yes, one of my old friends, Mike Adams, the health ranger, wrote an article just recently.
The health ranger!
The health ranger, crew cut and all. As an American, I refuse to buy mandatory health insurance that supports corrupt conventional medicine. Even if Obama's health care reform bill becomes law, mandating that all Americans buy health insurance policies for a failed system of sick care, I would refuse to comply. I've read the U.S. Constitution and its Bill of Rights, and nowhere in that document do I find that the federal government has the power to force consumers to purchase for-profit insurance products from private companies.
Don't worry. You can choose. You'll be able to choose one from the federal government.
Yes, well, you can see that starting to creep in. Yeah. The very basis of health care reform at its core is unconstitutional in this bill. If this mandate is allowed to stand, it sets a dangerous precedent for the U.S. government to require us to purchase other products and services from whatever industries it chooses to support.
I don't think it's very new. I mean, I come from Florida, where they require you have car insurance. In fact, most states require that you have car insurance.
Right, but that's a difference. The idea here being is that the federal government doesn't need to be stepping on the purview of states, and that power is not delegated directly in the Constitution to the federal government, or left to the states and the people individually. And the state might be able to legitimately mandate that somebody has health insurance, whereas
kind of a lame excuse, though. Is he saying that he'd be all right with it if the state of whatever he lives in mandated it?
No, not really. He's saying basically that any law forcing us to buy pharmaceuticals at thousands of dollars a year, or forcing us to purchase U.S.-made automobiles in order to boost the automobile industry, all these things, these types of things are unconstitutional and ridiculous.
No, I absolutely agree with him. I'm just being a little... I'm being a little short, I guess, on this, or with him on this, because it seems like, well, they've already been mandating all kinds of things. I'm glad people are finally getting fed up. I guess this will be the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. I hope so, at least. I hope that more people like him will say, well, I'm not going to go along with this. I'm not going to buy your I'm not going to go with your mandate. I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to obey. And that could result in, I mean, that's essentially civil disobedience.
Sure.
It's non-cooperation. It could result in him going to jail.
Well, he actually cites a link to the 10thAmendmentCenter.com, which actually has a lot of articles on nullification around the country right now. It seems to be that a lot of states, a lot of people in many states right now are talking about nullification like never before because of this health care bill.
10th Amendment Center, the guy who runs that is a listener of our show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It is cool.
So he also says our right to choose has been stolen away. In addition to the very serious legal problems with government-mandated private health insurance, this health care reform law strips away my right to choose what type of medicine I wish to be treated with. I don't find any credibility in the drugs and surgery approach to healthcare, as I don't either, personally. The pharmaceutical industry is riddled with scientific fraud, quackery, corruption, and criminal behavior, much of it documented right out in the open, and some of it undocumented. Its drugs are approved by a corrupt, dishonest regulatory agency, the FDA, that has abandoned science in its quest to push more drugs onto the people.
Mm.
Why should I, as a free American, be forced to pay money to a system that I know to be largely based on fraud? If I had a choice...
That's a question you could have asked any old time. I mean, the whole government system is based on fraud, and we've been forced to pay into it for a long time.
That's right. He says, I find it highly offensive that my own government would threaten me with a financial penalty if I refuse to pay money to such a racket. It's much like being forced to pay a protection fee to the mob.
Yes, it is.
It's much like that, yes.
With this health care reform decision, our government has now become the enforcement branch of the big pharma crime ring, using the powers of the IRS to intimidate people into handing over their money to a gang of dishonest corporations that have found
as though the government is honest?
Right.
I don't know if I really appreciate the perspective this guy is coming from. He's acting like, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are the crime ring, and all of a sudden now they've roped these nice government people into it who are going to help them out raising some funds.
Yeah.
I think
it's
that
the government that's the crime ring, and they're being used by the various different corporations to enhance their profitability.
Yeah, he comes from kind of a left libertarian point of view, and I sometimes you know, people like that need to understand that corporations get their charters from government.
It's so the biggest corporation. It is the parent corporation of all the others.
That's right. But basically, and the other really good point that he makes, though, is why would you want to force people to buy insurance that they can't afford to begin with?
Well, I guess the idea is they're going to have it taken out of their paychecks, so they'll be affording it whether they like it or not. Right?
Well,
I mean, that's the
idea,
right?
Theoretically, if they're working, what if they're not working?
Well, that's just it, right? I mean, who is going to be covered by this and who isn't? I've heard them, whenever the media talks about this proposal, they'll say that most Americans will have to buy health insurance. And what does that mean? I mean, who are the people that won't? Is
right.
it people that are like me, that are self-employed, that don't have an employer? Will they be forcing me to do it? People that pay taxes? Are they the ones that are forced to
do it? I suspect that's the ones. Because what they don't want to say is that they don't get nearly as many tax returns as you might believe that they
mm-hmm.
do. I think that the number, and please don't quote me, just coming off the top of my head here, but I think that there's 120 million tax returns turned in, and there are more than 300 million people in the United States. There are a lot of people that aren't turning in tax returns.
Yeah, but not all 300 are over the age of 18.
Or under the age
retired.
Of 65. I think that if you're, you know, and also some of them file jointly.
You're probably looking at 200 million people or something like
who
that.
Who knows what the numbers are, but there are, let's be conservative, 50 million people that aren't filing tax returns that are supposed to be?
Yeah, how are they going to find all them and force them to buy health?
Right, they're not doing it now. They can't even force them to pay income tax, let alone carry health insurance.
Well, I hope that people like this guy take it to the next step, and instead of just refusing to buy the health insurance, they refuse to pay taxes, period. That's what needs to happen. All right, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
Ed Wade.
And Mark.
And more tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.